The still life genre occupied Penn throughout his career. In an interview in the 1960s, he said,
"Each still life object has got to tell as much of a human story as if you looked right into a human being's eyes. Without this, the still life has very little validity, I find."
In the early 1970s, Penn began a new series of still lifes. These were quite different from his earlier works because here, Penn gathered his materials, discarded cigarette butts from the street. The artist's son was one of those who helped with the series, Tom Penn.
He would walk along and he would say, "I'm interested in that one," and he would bend down and pick it up himself. And I would be there with an old used film box that had a cotton sheeting in it, and I would carefully place what he gave me on this cotton and segregate all the cigarettes so that they would be uninterrupted.
Back in the studio, Penn reimagined these literal throwaways as objects worthy of consideration. He interpreted the litter as the potent remains of human experience. Curator Jeff Rosenheim.
He plays the role of an archaeologist or an excavator, a curator of detritus. The pictures are about how there's really nothing more beautiful than a ruin, and that a fragment of a body is as beautiful as the body itself.
When the photographs first appeared in a solo exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art in 1975, most critics dismissed them. His colleagues wondered what had possessed Penn. Why choose such a peculiar subject matter? Curator Maria Morris Hamburg.
These pictures are a reaction to the perfectly photographed object of desire. The beautiful shoe or the gorgeous jewelry or the elegant gloves. These are the rejected objects.
They could also be interpreted as a veiled response to a larger cultural context. There was a national campaign against smoking and widespread unrest surrounding the Vietnam War. Resonant with many meanings, these photographs of cigarettes are at once like effigies or tombstones, yet alluring.